I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Always give and give first. That shows that we honor God, that He's our provider and He's in control. And, I don't like to make that a law. I like to do it cheerfully because God's given me everything. Everything I have, every breath that I take comes from God. So honoring Him by giving first. And I think 10% is a great starting point. Number two is always save. The Bible uses the ant as a model. It says, the ant doesn't have anybody cracking the whip. It has no ruler or overseer. Yet it's got the wisdom to save for the future. And I think saving 10% is a good practice. And then number three is always diversify. If you're diversified, then you don't have all your eggs in one basket. You're not so vulnerable. And diversification can come in many different ways. You may be diversifying your skills. You may be diversifying your sources of income by having multiple jobs. You may be diversifying where you keep cash, where you've invested cash. All those things are good policies to always be diversified. I'd like to invest where if the market goes down, I have investments that go up on that day. So it's not necessarily a bad day for me, and that's because I've learned to diversify. And then the fourth always is always trust God. So always give, always save, always diversify, and always trust God. Because no matter what happens, Neil, our identity is not in money and possessions. Our future is not in money and possessions. Our security is not in money and possessions. They can never save our soul. And the Bible tells us that it's greed and it's misplaced trust that ultimately robs us of what God wants for us. And that's a relationship based on love. The gospel is God loves us, and He wants what's best for us. And, He wants us to love Him in return. That's why He tells us over and over, don't love money. And nobody would ever admit they love money. You just don't ever hear it. But what they'll say is, I trust money. And that's where we get caught. We get snagged is we say, no, I don't love money, but man, I can't imagine life without it. God is faithful. I can get by with very humble means now. There's a practical side to what I said. There's a practical need to give, and to give generously, a practical need to save and to save wisely, and a very practical way to diversify and to be smart about that and well-informed. And then on the spiritual side, undergirding it all, is to always, always, always trust God. Never doubt Him. Never feel disappointed in God. He is perfectly in control. And He, no matter how unpleasant your circumstances may be, He's actually preparing you to be used for His greater glory, no matter what you're going through.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.